BBC News with Eileen McHugh. Police in California have admitted that 3 years ago they missed an opportunity to rescue a woman who'd been kidnapped and held captive for 18 years. A police spokesman said that in 2006, following an emergency call, officers had gone to the house where the woman, J.C. Dugard, had been hidden but hadn't gone to the area where she was being held. The local sheriff, Warney Roop, said he took personal responsibility for what had happened.
I'm first in line to offer organizational criticism, offer my apologies to the victims, and have accepted responsibility for having missed an earlier opportunity to rescue J.C.
And we've just heard that the husband and wife accused of abducting J.C. Dugard have pleaded not guilty to 28 charges, including kidnap. The Los Angeles coroner has formally announced a verdict of homicide in the death of Michael Jackson. A brief statement put the cause of death as acute intoxication caused by drugs. The coroner's statement says that full details of the autopsy report would remain private while police continue their investigation. Michael Jackson died in June at his rented home in Beverly Hills. David Willis reports from Los Angeles.
The coroner has concluded that two drugs, both of them normally used only in a hospital environment, were responsible for Michael Jackson's death. They are lorazepam, which is used as a preliminary anesthetic, and propofol. Michael Jackson's personal physician, Dr. Conrad Murray, had been injecting the singer with propofol on a daily basis as a treatment for insomnia. The coroner's verdict heightens the chances of charges being brought against Conrad Murray and nearly half a dozen other doctors who either prescribed or administered propofol and lorazepam to Michael Jackson.
David Willis reporting from Los Angeles. At an emergency summit in Argentina, left-wing South American presidents have condemned plans by the United States to increase its military presence in Colombia. However, the Colombian president strongly defended the plan, which would give U.S. forces access to 7 military bases, and said it was needed to combat drug traffickers. Candice Piet reports from a summit at Bariloche.
The Colombian president, Álvaro Uribe, said he would not accept any interference in Colombia's right to protect its own territory. Generations of Colombians have not had one day of peace from conflict, he said. He criticized the region's presidents for not supporting him, as the United States was doing in his struggle against the drug trade. In response, his main critic, the Venezuelan president, Hugo Chavez, said the U.S. had a strategy of global domination, and he quoted from documents which he said showed the Colombian base of Palenque would be used for U.S. military planes to reach across the continent as far as southern Chile.
Candice Piet reporting from Argentina. World News from the BBC. United Nations officials say Ugandan rebels from the Lord's Resistance Army appear to have intensified their attacks on civilians in the far northeast of the Democratic Republic of Congo. A UNHCR spokesman in Congo told the BBC that more than 125,000 people in Oriental Province had been displaced by gunmen since the beginning of this month. An American soldier has been killed in Afghanistan, bringing U.S. military fatalities there to their highest monthly level since combat operations began 8 years ago. The Army said the soldier was killed when his vehicle struck a roadside bomb in the east of the country. 45 U.S. soldiers have lost their lives in Afghanistan this month. The Italian Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi is taking legal action against a number of media outlets for their coverage of his private life. Mr. Berlusconi has been at the centre of a number of alleged scandals in the past few months. His lawyer says he's been subjected to an intolerable campaign of slander and is now fighting back. From Rome, Duncan Kennedy reports.
Silvio Berlusconi has in his sights publications in Spain, France, Britain and here in Italy. His lawyer, Niccolò Gherdini, says they're suing for libel over a series of stories that have involved teenage models and paid escorts. Mr. Gherdini said among those being targeted were the French weekly Nouvel Observateur for publishing a story called Sex, Power and Lies, and the Spanish newspaper El País for showing photos of naked guests at Mr. Berlusconi's villa in Sardinia.
The chief executive of the media group News Corporation, James Murdoch, has attacked broadcasting policy in Britain, saying it allowed the BBC to dominate. At the Edinburgh International Festival, Mr. Murdoch described the scale of the BBC's operations as a threat to independent journalism. He said the boundaries between television, radio, newspapers and publishing had broken down, but broadcasting was still government regulated. BBC News.